From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Thursday.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
What an interesting old day it was for Adrian Orr.
Wasn't it? And that's kind of it, Mike. The Reserve Bank has signed off for the year now, so no announcements now until February, not official ones anyway. Yeah, so what did we get? I mean, you've already sort of talked a little bit about it this morning. No change to the official cash rate, still 0.25%. But that wasn't the main course yesterday, was it, Mike? It was all about the flip and forward guidance. Actually, they did have an earlier announcement in the day as well, I think you were talking about this, they said they would consult with banks on possible reintroduction of LVRs next year, and also they're delaying the introduction of those capital changes for the bank. So lots going on. They did say they've progressed their operational ability to deploy the funding for lending program and a negative OCR, which we kind of knew. They said the economy was more resilient than expected, but they'd want to retain optionality over future policy. But it was all about the flip, really. So funding for lending program, we got the details. The funding will be dependent on the size of the individual bank balance sheets. So they have what they call eligible loans. Loans and advances to New Zealand households, non-financial businesses, non-profit institutions. Those are eligible loans. They can borrow, the banks can borrow up to 4% of that. And then there's this interesting bit. If they can demonstrate they're acting appropriately, and we're not sure about the details around that just yet, they can grab some more. So if they're lending it out to the right people at the right rates, they can be eligible for an extra 2% of those eligible loans. So we're talking potentially, we think around just under $30 billion, so $28 billion. It lasts for 3 years at a floating interest rate. OCR goes lower, the rate goes lower. So bottom line, what does that mean? Lots of money available for quite some time. Theoretically, if the banks play ball, there should be plenty of funding at attractive rates for borrowers.
The play ball part means they lend to business, not houses. Is that what I'm reading into it?
Well, we don't know. I mean, there are no restrictions on where they can lend it, Mike. There are none. So, you know, theoretically, this can all go out into residential mortgages. So we don't know. But so there are no restrictions as far as we are aware. The RBNZ in the question and answer session afterwards said they studied a lot of overseas modules and models and the way it's been done. And they said basically simple is more effective. And I think that is true. The notable development, Mike, is in the market reaction. So up to yesterday, financial markets were pricing in negative rates next year. It was baked into the rate. So if you look at the two-year rate, it assumed part of that two-year would involve negative rates. Now it doesn't. Interest rates are higher. The five-year interest rate swap, that got as low as sort of 0.08. It's now at 0.38. I mean, admittedly, it's still very low, but quite a bit move higher. Two-year government bond, that was negative. It's now at 0.2. Currency has popped higher as well, Mike. The highest level we've seen in 18 months, over 69 cents. The Reserve Bank looks at the trade-weighted index. They're forecasting that it's 71.5. Well, it's 73.3 at the moment. So what the market is saying, Mike, is they're saying this stimulus will work.
Yeah.
And we won't need negative rates.
Well, that's good, because you want it to work. Everyone seems to be forgetting this. It's all very well to get excited about QE and negative interest rates, but something's supposed to be happening because of it, so it's good.
Yep, the market is saying, and so a couple of the banks, I think, have taken those negative rates out of their forecast as well. Yep.
Adrian Orr with a 735. Main Freight, no, geez, more good news. How much good news do they want to throw into the market?
Yes, I do need to disclose that we do recommend that to we hold this in our funds, Mike, so I do need to recommend that, to disclose that. Bit of a milestone yesterday, share price at $60. It did fall later in the day, but I think we've got to celebrate it anyway. The company announced first half profit. They had pre-announced those numbers in early investor day, so we had some of the numbers. What was different was the management confidence in the trading outlook. And that pre-Christmas peak, the market liked that. And they liked the fact that Main Freight, they liked that confidence and the fact that Main Freight has a historical ability to deliver.
Good stuff.
Well,
Don Braid with us after 6:30 this morning. What are the numbers?
29,476 on the Dow, up 56 points as we speak, 0.2%. S&P 500, 3,574, up 0.8%, 28 points. And the NASDAQ, bit of a turnaround there. Everyone's got their happy tech hats on. 11,765, up 212 points, 1.8%. Well done. FTSE 100, 6382, up 85, 1.3%. Nikkei, 25349, up 444 points. Shanghai Composite, 3342, down 18. ASX 200, they had a pop high yesterday, 1.7%, 6449, up 109 points. We've strung together 7 days in a row in the NZX 50, 12,665, up 53 points, 0.42. Currencies, 0.6872 against the US, 0.9457, a bit higher there against the Aussie, 0.5841 euro, 0.5205 pounds, 72.54 yen. Gold, 1,862 bucks. Brent crude, $44.38.
You have a good one, mate. See you tomorrow. Look forward to it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.